Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your home for this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, as promised, we are in Esther chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, where the king reads the official records of the empire and learns how Mordecai had thwarted a plot to kill him. And you can read about that in Esther chapter 2, verses 21 through 23. And the king orders Haman to have Mordecai honored, much to Haman's embarrassment. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been prayer. And so let's go ahead and begin reading Esther chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. That same night, the king could not get to sleep, so he had the official records of the empire brought and read to him. The part they read included the account of how Mordecai had uncovered a plot to assassinate the king. The plot made by Bigthana and Teresh, the two palace eunuchs who had guarded the king's rooms. The king asked, "How have we honored and rewarded Mordecai for this?" His servants answered, "Nothing has been done for him." "Are any of my officials in the palace?" the king asked. Now Haman had just entered the courtyard. He had come to ask the king to have Mordecai hanged on the gallows that was now ready. So the servants answered, "Well, Haman is here, waiting to see you." "Show him in," said the king. So Haman came in, and the king said to him, "There is someone that I wish very much to honor. What should I do for this man?" And Haman thought to himself, "Now who could the king want to honor so much? Well, me, of course." And so he answered the king, "Have royal robes brought for this man, robes that you yourself wear. Have a royal ornament put on your own horse. And have one of your highest noblemen dress the man in these robes and lead him mounted on the horse through the city square, and have the noblemen announce as they go, 'See how the king rewards someone he wishes to honor.'" Then the king said to Haman, "Hurry and get the robes and the horse and provide these honors for Mordecai the Jew." Oh, no. "Do everything for him that you have suggested, and you will find him sitting at the entrance of the palace." So Haman got the robes and the horse, and he put the robes on Mordecai, and Mordecai got on the horse, and Haman led him throughout the city square, announcing to the people as they went, "See how the king rewards a man he wishes to honor." Mordecai then went back to the palace entrance, while Haman hurried home, covering his face in embarrassment. He told his wife and all of his friends everything that had happened to him. Then she and those wise friends of his told him, "You are beginning to lose power to Mordecai. He is a Jew, and you cannot overcome him. He will certainly defeat you." And then the key verse for today is Esther, chapter 6, verse 11, where Haman announced, "See how the king rewards a man he wishes to honor." Well, you know, of course, we know that Haman was totally self-centered. He thought that he was great. Everybody else was just a second-class citizen to him. And, of course, you know, being self-centered and so egotistical, all he could think was that when the king was saying, "What should I do to someone who deserves all this honor?" Of course, Haman just assumed that the king was talking about him. Oh, wasn't this an embarrassment to have to lead your arch enemy around proclaiming to all that could hear that this is the one who the king pleases to honor? Well, you know, when you leave things to God, you can be sure that God is going to take care of every little bit of the situation. Let us pray. Lord God, you see deep into my heart, and you know my thoughts. Nothing is hidden from you. Guard my thoughts, words, and actions today. To you alone, O God, I offer thanks and praise. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we read Esther chapter 6, verses 14 through chapter 7, verse 10, when Haman is put to death. And so, until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.